welcome everybody to Halfway to Heroes episode 23 question mark you 4 23
well you said well you said last one was 22 so I'm assuming
23 this is 23
okay 23 Barry, what happened in episode 22? Or you know what, honestly, anybody should be able to recap this one.
Yeah, nope, you know nope, what? Nope, take it nope, away, guys.
Nope, nope, nope,
just
nope,
did
nope,
it.
Nope, 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 nope.
I'll
nope,
tell you what happened.
Nose goes.
Ulrich stepping up to the plate. Let's hear it, Johnny.
He's going to take it. Take it
we
for
bought
a ride.
A goat. We bought a goat. And that's yes, about it.
I think that really was the whole episode.
Was that the whole thing?
Well, yeah. We left the vampire city.
Okay, we left.
We literally made a whole episode about buying a fucking goat.
Yeah, wait, hold on, wait a second. That can't be right. What else happened? Nothing,
dude. We set up camp.
We traveled 25 miles.
We set up camp. Apparently, we all, you know,
oh,
got a little
did some RP shit. We asked you guys some questions.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then you bought a goat.
And then we bought a goat.
And then we bought a goat. And it likes burnt stuff because it tastes like burnt marshmallows.
And what's that goat's name again?
Ghost?
Ulrich.
Oh, goat. It's Ulrich.
No. Ulrich the goat.
Sea biscuit.
So now, yeah. So now we got two Ulrichs in the party. One strapped to Pendle's back and one is not.
His legs are like hugging me.
Okay. All right. Sure.
He said, okay.
We can do that.
And that's about it.
We
killed Jerry. Jerry's dead.
No, you did not kill Jerry or Ben.
Who's Jerry?
Oh, my. Wait a second.
Who's Jerry?
I did not mean for their names to be Ben and Jerry's.
It really was.
I don't believe that.
I didn't even notice. That.
I didn't notice till now either.
I didn't either.
That's what I'm saying. I promise I did not intend for
whatever,
the ice cream
dude.
Boys.
Whatever.
Why would I make the ice cream boys be arguing over a fire-eating goat? Like
maybe for a chance to sponsor us. I don't know.
Hey,
I want my own ice cream. Yeah.
Get Johnny some paintball-flavored ice cream.
Dude, I got to say, Ben and Jerry's is the worst ice cream.
There goes our sponsorship.
That was the shortest lived sponsorship ever.
It's just the truth. It's no good.
And now we're here.
Now we are 2 hours away from Guju, heading up north. That 2 hours is going to be very fast tracked to right now.
Sounds like a restaurant.
Reporting there. That's what I thought. Ben and Jerry's. I thought it was a restaurant.
No,
no, it's the ice cream, man.
Oh, what?
Ben and Jerry's is the ice cream flavor.
What's Johnny talking about? A restaurant?
Wait,
Buju or Guju?
I'm getting Ben and Jerry's mixed up, guys. I feel bad. Baskin Robbins.
Ah,
get Ben and Jerry's back on the phone.
I was gonna say, get Ben and Jerry's back on the phone. I was gonna say, I think Ben and Jerry's is very fucking good.
Yeah.
Yes,
Baskin my Robbins. Bad. Fuck them.
I about lost a finger to Boston Robbins, man.
Boston Robbins.
You're thinking of Boston Market, and it was my toe.
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
You got the wrong person, you got the wrong restaurant, and you got the wrong body part. I almost lost a toe to Boston Market.
No, I went in a door, and you guys shut my finger in the door, and I had... they gave me a rag, and I was like, my finger fell off.
Dude, that was my toe at Boston Rock Market screaming.
Bro,
my toe fell off.
I think he's talking about like Hollywood Video or some shit, man. I don't think it was a restaurant. I'm pretty sure it was like a movie store.
We're skipping right past this right after I set the record straight. When I was like 4 or 5, I got my toe stuck in a Boston Market because I was wearing fucking slides like a badass.
I remember that.
I'm just going to call her.
And I started crying, and I thought my toe fell off.
I was like, damn, we got to leave Boston Market with no food.
I know. And Dusty got the restaurant wrong. He got the person wrong. He got the body part wrong. Dustin, fucking sit this one. Take a knee. You lost this one.
Oh, man.
let's continue with this story. This is halfway to Heroes, if anybody forgot, because I did. And we are now. Okay, you said, I see your text you sent.
She said, you, crying face. I said, who thought they lost their finger or toe? She
I think said, you both you, did
cry
that.
Face.
I honestly
There's
think
no
you both
way
did.
On two separate occasions, Dustin.
I think Boston Market tried to cut both of you.
I was screaming. I serious. Held my
Boston
finger.
Boston Market, you guys.
Saying, my finger fell off. So they gave me a glove. They were all freaking out. Or they gave me a rag.
I think it happened two times at Boston
Look,
Market.
She even said, I didn't say.
What's up with Boston
She said,
Market,
finger in the door.
Fuck off. This is my toe in the door of the same place. It's where Steak and Shake is now in East Gate. And it used to be
the
Boston
same spot.
Market. Yeah. It was my fucking toe.
No.
I think it was where CarX is.
It's either CarX or Chipotle. Or
whatever that place is right next to Chipotle. Yeah.
It is like a car place. Isn't it a Jiffy Lube?
We need to get back to halfway to Heroes Land.
We literally could launch a whole podcast of sidetrack sessions.
We should.
You guys... make it to Guju for the sake of time and for the sake of us not talking about severed body parts in Boston Markets anymore. Dustin, you made Guju. What does Guju look like?
It's a Coliseum being built. I don't know if it's built.
It has been built. It has been built.
Completely built.
It has been completely built in the last 30 days.
It looks like there's a bunch of tents around it, too.
Those are like the outskirts living tents, right? You said you lived on the outskirts. Wait, who was that? Ben?
Jerry said he lives in the suburbs.
Jerry's fucking gone. Jerry said he lived in the suburbs.
Suburbs, I'm guessing, are those little tents around the Coliseum. So there's like little sub areas of housing and shopping markets around the Coliseum, like butt up against the Coliseum, but in the center is just a big fighting Coliseum. Do you picture a Coliseum? It's a Coliseum, man.
Yeah, it's a Coliseum. I mean, that's how I picture it. I picture it kind of sandy stones. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, sandy stones.
Like, but it's like around the ring. It's like spikes, like rigid spikes. It's not like it's not like symmetrical. Very random symmetrical or not? Very random spikes.
Sounds terrifying.
I picture it being like the size of like a standard round swimming pool too, because they're goblins, so it's not like a gigantic Coliseum.
Well, it's goblins and orcs. Don't get it twisted.
Oh, okay. I forgot about the orcs.
Goblinoids. Probably some bugbears in there too.
Oh, well, then we have a full blown Coliseum.
But as you guys are approaching Guju, you see the big Guju sign. It does have some makeshift gates and walls, palisades that are around the edge of the town.
What was that word?
Palisades? Palisades?
Palisades.
Palisades.
I have no idea.
Palisades?
Palisades.
That sounds right.
All of the above bundled together and smooshed together is the right word. As you're approaching, you see that the gates open, and you can see two definitive, like, guard posts on either side of the gate that are very noticeably empty.
That's Palisade.
We got it right in one of them.
Yeah, at least one of the times.
Someone said that.
Somebody said. One of us five said that. But the palisades are empty. There are no guards.
So it's just like a ghost town? Like nobody's around? Or
it's
just
a ghost,
there?
It's a ghost gate?
A ghost gate. All right, so let's just walk right up to the gate. Is it open or is it a closed gate?
There is a gate. It's an open gate with no guards.
I'm just going to walk right through it.
Are you wanting to sneak, Marcus? Because I cannot sneak.
I'm just strolling through, buddy. I'm just walking right through it. We are here on official Mystic Falls business. So I'm just strolling right in there.
I'm rolling through too then.
Yeah, you guys walk in and you see those little... you definitely see in the center of the town, like the this entire city is built. I don't know if you would call it a city. This entire town is built around this Colosseum, obviously. There's also these like makeshift shacks and tents and huts all around the area. Like some, you can tell there's like a little shopping district. You can tell there are, this is like a residential area. You don't really see anybody at the moment. Just like as you walk in and look like left and right, you don't see anybody, but you see like the structures in the buildings.
Nobody.
Yodelay-hee-hoo.
Nothing.
A couple seconds go by, and then I think you all would hear it first. You'd hear like a dragging sound.
Shh. Hmm.
Shh.
Someone shushing us?
No, from the residential area, you see what looks like a big mound of bags with two little goblin ears poking out of it. And then the goblin drops the bags and walks up to you.
Hey, can I help you?
We're looking for Goju.
Guju? Like the town that's it's here?
Yeah, Guju.
Cool. Oh, awesome. Awesome.
Yeah. I thought Guju was a fucking person this whole time.
Guju is a place. I'm a person. I'm a goblin. Name's Klug with four O's.
No.
Nice to meet you.
Nope. Next.
What?
Next.
I thought next you sounded familiar.
Next goblin.
Next. What? There's not a lot of goblins left in here. I could probably round you up one or two.
Are they all dead in those bags?
No, that's my stuff.
Hey, listen,
I've got stuff.
Do you have a like a town center or like a you know somebody who's in charge around here?
Food court
that we could speak to.
The mayor died.
Bathroom.
We've got bathrooms. Right there, and he points at two outhouses. Is if you need to, you gotta go. Is it a one or a two? Do you want a twos?
BRB.
I have to go take a squirt.
Okay, well, that's the two that are taken up. You other two,
yeah. So
what brings you to Guju?
We're here on an official Mystic Falls business. So I need to speak to somebody in charge.
Oh, God, they're not going to kill us all, are they? I guess, you know what? No, I don't. I might be in charge now. I don't know. I'm probably in charge. What can Clue do for you?
So you're in charge?
Yeah, probably.
All right, so... You know, something strikes me as odd about this. Where is everybody else?
Mostly dead.
Can I ask how?
Oh yeah, the monster Eek and Eek made. Yeah, are you guys here to kill it? Because that'd be fucking fantastic if you were.
Wait, what are we killing?
The monster that Eek and Eek made.
Yeah, it's a side quest after a side quest after a side quest.
Welcome. Excuse me. What is that guy yelling from the porta porty?
Porta porty.
I'm coming out of the porta porty. Hang on.
okay, so listen. There is quite
real quick.
Yes.
Is your buddy even like. God, like.
Does he, spit like, it out, man.
Biological needs?
Go? Yeah.
So, listen. He likes to feel like he's involved.
Bottom.
He used to be a giant.
Uh-huh.
And
he's still big. He still looks like a giant to me. He's probably 200 feet tall? 300 feet?
Nah, he's not that tall. That's huge. But he died. He He died, and they transferred his soul into this Warforged body. So, he likes to feel like he's still part of things. Like, we went to this fishing village earlier, and he got himself a milkshake, even though he could never drink it. And just, it would just entertain him. Okay, just make him feel good.
Thank you, Pendle. I like to pretend. I like to pretend.
Aren't you, Pendle?
You just think yourself.
Thank you, Marcus.
Sorry about that, buddy. I know you can hear me. Yeah, so, official business. If you're in charge now, I think you'll probably be aware of the fact that Mystic Falls has been sending regular shipments of weapons as per our agreement. And in return...
Yeah. Ooh, are you getting this?
No, we haven't had the manpower to go and collect the shipment or send them to the blood.
So, you mean at the meeting space, there's just multiple caravans of weapons just sitting there. Abandoned.
I'm sure they didn't send more than one, right? That would be really weird if they just kept sending them when they weren't, when they weren't getting paid.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how many were actually sent. I'm just here to find out why the blood hasn't shown up. And
because the Ekinik made a big monster that killed half of us, and now we're like, you know. We don't exactly have a lot of blood to spare.
So, where is Ekinik?
Ekinik are probably sleeping, probably at their house, probably in their lab, probably in their workshop, probably at the bar. Probably, I don't know. I couldn't tell you right now off the top of my head.
What is Ekinik? Is it like Mike and Ike?
What's a Mike and Ike? It's two goblins, one named Eek, the other one's named Eek.
So two goblins are making this whole Colosseum.
Listen. One of them has two E's. One has three.
Oh my God.
Do not mix up their names, or they will get so goddamn angry. Eek.
I will not.
And Eek.
Which one's which?
Oh, as soon as you see them, you will know which one's Eek.
Let's go see these guys.
But listen. I feel like you four don't know what's going on in this town at all.
Yeah, we're a little lost. Okay.
Have you ever been to Guju before everything went down?
No.
Oh, first timers, all of you. Okay. Well, my name's Klug with four O's, just in case I didn't say that. I think I may have. We pride ourselves on our Colosseum here. Like, that's what we built the entire town of Guju around. And it was so fun. We would always, oh, we got to fight a lion this week. Oh, now we got to find a bear. Have you ever fought a bear? Have any of you four fought a bear?
Oh, yeah.
No.
The other two?
No.
You?
Excuse me?
Have you ever fought a bear?
Allegedly, no.
A lot of fun. Anyway, the townsfolk started getting bored of fighting, bears and giant eagles and lions. And then Ekinik decided, hey, let's start to mess around a little bit and see what we can get up with and see what we can create. Well, they created the fucking worst thing ever. We haven't really named it yet, but, the first 10 goblins and orcs and bugbears that went against it absolutely demolished them, killed all 10 of them, sent a couple more groups to try to kill it, try to reclaim our Colosseum. Repeat, rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat.
You need us to clean up your mess.
What does this monster look like?
Like a giant crab with four arms with eagle feet. It's pretty fucked up. They really did a number on this thing. And it's kind of an unkillable wrecking machine now. And we just got to the point where now our fighting supply is so low, we can't exactly sacrifice any blood for Mystic Falls at the moment. Soon, we will get back right after we stop this thing and kind of just gather a little bit more blood. You know what I mean? Like, right now, we're just kind of, like, chill, just kind of recuperating.
Okay.
We really need our Colosseum back, but the thing, it sleeps in sunbeams all day. It's still eating on goblins. Apparently, it doesn't need to drink any water because we haven't given it water in like 2 10 day.
How does Drip rock, walk, fuck, what? Walk around all the time without water?
I just pictured you guys splashing a bucket of water on Drip every day.
just dawned on me. He's a fish. Yeah, we've been in no water for a while.
Yeah, I don't know how to explain it.
We just, you know, it rains a lot where we've been. You've been all right. Yeah. So basically, you're saying that business can continue as before if said monster is stopped.
So
is this. Is this monster just sitting in the center of the Colosseum?
It's probably sleeping right now in the sunbeam, but...
So now's the time to strike, is what you're saying to me.
Well, it wakes up and it eats, you know, it eats some of the goblin and bugbear corpses and goes back to sleep and then wakes up and eats more.
He seems pretty lazy.
No, he kills the shit out of anything that comes in there, but we kind of lost most of our fighting force, so.
All right, I think I've heard all that I need to hear. Can you, you know, point us to the entrance to said Colosseum?
Whoa, hold your horses there. You are not going to want to just walk in and go toe-to-toe with this thing. We haven't even named it yet.
Oh, I want to.
You're going to want to at least, like, go chat with Eek and Eek about it and, like, try to figure out, like... I think one thing they said... What did they say? They said something like it... Either it really likes poison or it really doesn't like poison. I don't remember. But there's like a lot of shit that it does. So you might want to go talk with him about it.
Well, I don't think any of us have any poison, so it doesn't even matter.
Well, there's more than just that. That's just the only thing that me, Klug, is remembering at the moment.
Can you, Klug, with four O's, please summon Eek and Eek?
I can take you there.
Yeah, sure, that works.
Send a raven.
I just want to fight it.
Well, I don't know exactly where they're... We're going to have to go a couple places.
Lead the way.
Is that okay?
I suppose.
But I want a firm guarantee that should we defeat this monster, the blood deposits will continue back to Mystic Falls. Also...
We're getting paid.
Like my fish friend back here says, we are going to require some form of compensation.
Gold.
We don't have a lot of gold. Is there any other?
We got a lot of.
We got a lot of dead goblins and orcs. Nope. We got some alive goblins and orcs.
How many?
Well, we'll need their blood, so that's
Wait, are we trying to faction up with the goblins?
Yeah, we also want them as an army, so
how many do you have? We are looking for an army at the moment. It so happens.
I mean, we could probably rally a few hundred bugbear and goblins and orcs. Might not be the best fighting shape army, but what do you like need us to like fight?
Well, in 300 days.
332 days.
You know how many goblins we could pop out in 330 days? You know what the gestational period of a goblin is?
I don't want to know. 8 days. Just pop them out.
8 days.
8 days.
I can go make a baby goblin in 8 days.
That's impressive.
They'll be fully grown in 300 days.
So, if we stop this monster and you get to producing in 8 days, then you'll have a massive army by the time 300 days rolls around.
Yes, it's all asexually, so it's no problem.
Okay. How does that work?
It just works. We just think about it.
You just squirt out a goblin?
No, we squirt out an egg.
Ah.
You lay eggs.
Okay, so look. Before this gets off the rails here.
Anymore,
yes. If you're the one in charge, then let's shake on it here and create a deal that you'll come fight for us when the times comes against the humans. And in exchange, also, you'll reinitiate your blood donations to Mystic Falls. And in exchange, we will kill the monster that Eek and Eek have set upon the town.
And food.
Yeah. Something to eat.
I'm telling you, if you kill this thing, you're gonna be eating really nice for a long time. It is mostly crab. It's mostly crab.
Crabby legs.
Do you have butter on stock?
No. But it's still okay to eat.
I only eat caviar.
I mean, it's
similar.
Similar. I bet you'll like it. Nobody He's in even... English drip. I bet you'll like it.
Yeah.
So are we going to fight this thing right now?
No, I'm taking you to Eek and Eek. Let's go talk to Eek. Wait.
Do we have a deal?
Yeah, we got a deal. He spits on his hand and holds it out. I'm pee on my hand.
I'm just kidding, because I don't pee.
I pee on his hand.
And I pee on his other.
I squirt on him.
Let me shake the hand. It seals the deal. Show that you're committed.
All right. Shake, shake, shake.
Nice.
How's this hand feel?
Right now? Very moist.
All right, deal.
I kind of don't want to touch that.
Lead the way. Eek and Eek.
Klug takes you down to the left around the Colosseum. He checks a couple of different places because he wasn't super sure where they would be. He checks like a house, then he checks a restaurant. And you guys do start to see like some goblins, like just kind of scattered about. Not a ton. And like a few orcs and bugbears scattered about the area. Eventually, he's like, oh, I guess I gotta be in here. And he thuds on this door And it's got these big, you could tell like it is a very sturdy door. And the little flap opens up like a peephole flap. And you see two big, solid black eyes look through. And then the flap closes. And then you hear a lot of locks unlatching. And then the door swings open. As soon as the door opens up, this big cloud of smoke comes out. Like big cloud of purple smoke flows out into the streets. And then once that kind of dissipates and clears, you see that inside this place is this massive, like science laboratory workshop looking area. And two goblins that look almost identical to Klug, to be honest.
Yeah?
Are you eeking?
Sorry. Klug is looking at you, Marcus, like, shut the fuck up.
You said
an extra E. You said an extra E, Marcus.
I'm just gonna put on my big sombrero and put my head down.
Sorry, Eek. These four are gonna take care of the monster, and they're gonna name it. They're gonna name the monster, and they're gonna kill the monster. They come up with a couple of names. What was the monster names, you guys?
Eek
and Eek? No, Mike and Ike?
Monster.
The monsters.
Krusty Krab.
We're going to go with...
Krusty Krab makes sense.
He takes Marcus to the side. Klug does. You're going to go with Krusty.
I mean, it's just... It just came to mind.
You've been thinking about a name for this monster for about 3 10-day now, and you came up with Krusty.
It's not
a good name.
Says you. Maybe they like it.
Ask them.
How do you gentlemen feel about the name Krusty?
Gentlemen!
Let's call it Crab Cake.
I love it.
See? Thank you.
I love it.
Eek. Did I say that right? I'm looking back at Clinton.
You actually got it that time. Good job.
All right. Thank you.
Otherwise, you'd probably be a dead vampire right now.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, Krusty. Krusty, cool. We're working up the next monster to kill that monster. We're making a bigger, badder monster to kill that monster. Does that sound like a good idea?
How about we stop?
I think it's a good idea.
I think we should just stop right there and let's think about this for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
You made one monster.
Thought about it. Love it. Genius.
Listen,
perfect.
Wait, no, stop. You made one monster.
Uh-huh.
That wiped out half your town.
Yeah.
Killed five of you.
Killed way more than five.
Killed half of you, sorry. Not five. Yeah, so half of the town. And you're wanting to make a bigger monster.
To kill that monster, yeah. Yeah.
I think...
What is that bigger monster going to kill when it kills that monster?
Then we're going to set it free out in the wild and just let it go. No. And it's going to be cool with us because we made it.
No.
I don't know about that.
But we made it, so it's going to be cool with us.
I just don't think that's a good idea.
But it's going to be cool with us because we made it.
But is the other one cool with you?
No.
Quick question.
Uh-huh.
Would you be willing to release it into a different continent than this continent?
After it kills our monster and is cool with us, sure.
What if we kill the monster before you make this monster? Would you agree to hold off production until it's time that we need said monster?
You're starting to confuse me.
Wait a minute. So listen, I kind of messed up there. So if we kill the monster that's in the Colosseum that you already created.
Uh-huh. What'd you call it? Krusty. I almost call them crab cakes. Okay, Krusty.
Yeah, Krusty.
It's Krusty crab cakes.
Yeah, Krusty crab cakes. Krusty, then you can delay building this monster until such a time that we need it for our purposes, and then you build it and let us use it.
But it'll only be cool with you and us.
Yes.
Okay. We haven't figured out how to make it cool as people yet, but we will.
That'll be your task after we kill the monsters, figuring out how to make it cool with you and us. And then you'll use that to help us fight the humans when they invade in 332 days.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. Sounds good. So you're going to kill Krusty?
Yes.
All right, what are you waiting for?
So Klug with four O's told us to come talk to you because you know a little thing or two about the, you know, weaknesses, powers, defenses.
Oh, we know three or four things about its weaknesses, powers, defenses.
I mean, we would like to know if there's three or four things.
All right, what kind of questions you all got?
What's its weaknesses?
So the way I've got this work is just the fight is going to be a really fucking hard fight if you four choose to go and do this fight. You guys can do some investigate. Like, you guys know where the thing is. You know how to get to the thing. You guys know whenever you want to start the fight to prepare for the fight. To make it a little bit less hard, maybe, you four can kind of try to get some info and shit and prepare, do some preparations to make it not as deadly of a fight. Because right now, if you guys just like walked in right now, you might be able to do it. Probably not, but maybe. So this is your chance to like mechanically try to figure some shit out about it. And obviously, we're not going to get to the fight.
It's probably good that you gave us that warning. So
we'll call it Preparation H.
Preparation cakes. That's what this episode
is called. But I'm not just going to give anything for free. Like, you guys, it'll be you guys asking and shit. Investigating.
All right, so I'm going to throw out an investigation check of 18 and ask, so what is its main weakness?
Well, that's the thing. We thought it'd be really boring if it had weaknesses. So we didn't give it none.
So you mean to tell me this thing has no weaknesses whatsoever?
No weaknesses, no. I'm good. Uh-huh. Can I investigate, like, the health of it? I'm not going to give you guys, like, stat. By the way, this is
beefiness,
not...
Beefiness, like, how strong does it look? You know what I mean.
So, this is not an actual official D&D 5e thing, so you guys can't even look this up if you wanted to.
Should I click investigation?
Sure, yeah. And I'll try to... I'm kind of sad that Barry rolled so well, but honestly, I think that gives Barry something, gives Marcus something.
16.
Knowing that, like, it doesn't have any weaknesses. But that doesn't mean it has anything that it's not.
So it's not more susceptible to one thing or another.
Exactly.
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. And then Pendle was trying to figure out, like, how sturdy it is.
Yeah, how strong it is.
Pendle, 16. You rolled a 16 total. This is going to be... Okay, this is going to be pretty metagamey-y.
and not make any sense. But because you rolled so well, Pendle, I'm just going to go. This is weird, but I'm going to go ahead and just say it's armor class for you. It's armor class of 17. So you guys now at least know what number you have to hit the thing.
Interesting. Interesting.
So I just rolled another investigation check on the D&D page, and I got a 23. So I see that you're not too much into details. So let me ask you a more direct question. What are its... I'm struggling here. Hang on.
What are you...
What are its defenses? Like where would there be a good place to strike if said animal was to be striked or said monster was to be striked? Where would I aim for?
I rolled a 23. Have any soft spots. Like if you hit in his left nipple, you're gonna fuck it up.
Don't hit the left one.
But I could tell you, like, cold. Like, don't do cold. It's we built in some, like, resistances to cold, so it's gonna take, like, if you threw a snowball at it and thought, like, oh, that did 10 damage. No, it's actually gonna do 5. Same thing with fire, lightning, bludgeoning, piercing, slashing from non-magical attacks. You know, it's kind of like the regular gambit of things. Like, just don't do cold fire lightning to it. Otherwise, like, yeah, this kind of ignores most of that.
What about poison?
What about poison? Immune to poison. Don't do poison at all. Like, at all.
Are you sure it's immune to poison?
Absolutely, 100%. That is the worst thing you do to it, is hit it with poison, because it is not affected at all.
Interesting.
Is there a way to seal off all the doors of the Colosseum?
I mean, there's only one big door to the Colosseum. Otherwise, you're like 40 feet down, dipped in. So the thing, as far as we could tell, it can't climb walls. And our big opposite Colosseum door, you know, we usually like put all the animals or whatever they're fighting in the Colosseum, and then we like open these big double doors dramatically and let our fighters in. It hasn't been able to break through those doors yet. So that's going to be like the one way in, unless you want to like jump in from the stands, which you can. It'd probably be pretty cool.
So if only we could fill the whole Colosseum with boiling water and trap it inside.
Be a lot of water. Would be pretty cool.
Yeah, a lot of water.
It is resistant to fire, so I don't know if that means hot water or not.
I think that's a little bit different. What else do we want to know, guys?
Is there a remote control?
You only have to roll for that, bud. There's no remote control for this thing.
Man.
That would be pretty cool if we had one, though.
How did you make this in the first place?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. We took some body parts from some lobsters, from some crabs, mushed them together, took some eagle feet, mushed them together, took a dragon head, mushed together, read a bunch of magical spells and did some surgery and some knitting and things, and bada bing, bada boom, got what did you call it again? I forget. Cakes? What was his name?
Krusty.
Crab cakes. Interesting. Is there a best time to strike? Like, is it sleeping? Awake? Is there any time where it has its guard down?
Are crabs sleeping at night or in the day?
It naps during the day, but it sleeps at night. So I guess at night would be best.
as its creator, if you were in my shoes and wanted to go fight this thing, how would you do it?
Well, definitely not with cold fire or lightning. definitely not poison.
That's all I got is lightning, man.
I'd stay away from it. It does have a little bit of magic because we sprinkled some magic in on it because, you know, for fun. But I'd stay away from it. And probably, you know, try to take cover in the Colosseum and hit it from afar and then hide.
Is there anything that you created or that's in this town that will help do extra damage to him or, you know, help fight him, fight it?
I'm on insight, see if he's telling the truth.
I can't roll insight. 21 insight, yeah. You could tell that Eek really is being truthful, being honest, and very genuinely wants this thing dead so they can go back to just making boring shit. Yeah, I want, like... You guys think you're good?
I can't think of anything else that I would need for...
What does it like to eat, and what does it not like to eat?
I mean, it seems to eat goblins really good.
We attack it.
And it works.
Lord, over here with some goblins. We attack it.
Yeah, it's got a lot of goblin bodies in there. It still hasn't eaten them all yet.
We just set up shop, man. We just sneak attack.
Ah, I have a question. So, if we cut off the supply of bodies... You know,
a lot of bodies in there. Probably take a few weeks for him to run out.
How long would he survive with no food?
I mean, he eats a lot, so maybe like a week.
I have a great idea. Since he sleeps, this is out of character. Since he's sleeping, since he's sleeping at night, we could home alone the place during the day. I mean, at night. And then wait for him to wake up. Hit a booby trap it. Could do that.
I like this idea.
So, do we have enough info to head towards the Colosseum? And then next episode be, you guys could do some prepping and planning still.
I thought we were around the Colosseum. We're in, like,
around the Colosseum, but are you guys done questioning Eek and Eek?
I can't think of anything else to ask.
I just want to fight the dude. I want to fight him.
I think you guys have been fucking itching to fight this thing.
Yeah I mean, I'm itching to fight him too, but I think that...
Is he killing people in one hit? Because I don't want to fight him then.
Is he like a one punch man?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, is it nighttime right now?
No, you guys got here daytime.
Okay. Well,
you should be in the shadows though. The Colosseum is
fucking sunscreen. Doesn't even matter.
Don't even matter, man.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, I think we should wait here. Wait till night.
Okay.
We sneak in.
Yeah.
We kind of scope the place out.
Okay.
Scope the place out. See if we can set up any booby traps like Drip has suggested.
Booby traps.
And also, I can cast True Strike on him to see what kind of defenses he's got. Get an advantage of what we got going on in this situation. And then we come back out and we concoct a game plan.
I'm going to cover all the surfaces in fish oil.
Drip just wants to go out squirting everything.
I was going to say, is that just you peeing on shit?
I don't know. It just comes out of my skin.
Just blasting his omega-3s everywhere.
It's my sweat.
But yeah, I think that waiting until nighttime is going to be our best bet. And that way we can... get a read on the situation a little bit. maybe since he doesn't like fire and he's kind of immune to it, maybe we could set fire to all the bodies in there and burn up his food supply. Something like that. I don't know. Maybe we just, let's just bed down for a little bit. Let's chill and wait until nightfall, and then let's go scope out and see what we're up against.
Sounds good.
Hello, everybody. It is me, your Dungeon Master, Adam DeWeese. Hope you all enjoyed this episode. Apologize for not having an episode on last drop. It ended up being the week of Thanksgiving, which I did not realize. But thank you for listening to this week's episode, and a special thank you to all of our current patrons. So thank you, Tiana H., Hot Ketchup, Lawful Stupid Podcast, The Immortal Monk, Bradley M., Charles P., Danny T., Holly Mack, Ken H., Zoltar's Bazaar, Caster, Claws, Dylan S., Drew Rundu, Michael V., Patrick C., PDF Doc, Sonny F., and Tanya S. Thank you to our newest members, Holly M. and Claws. You two are now supporting the Majestic Goose Network and all of the shows on the network, not just this one. If you want to get your name on the list and a whole bunch of other cool bonus content, you can head over to patreon.com/majesticgoose. You could also support us by following us on Twitch, twitch.tv/majesticgoosenetwork. You can catch Meme of the Month over there. It's one of our newer shows, as well as, you know, Shitty Cowboys, a couple other streams we've got going. You can join our Discord, bit.ly/halfwaydodiscord. Leave us a 5-star rating and review if you have not yet. That is massive, and we are on our way to 200. Of course, every 100 ratings and reviews means a new Halfway to Heroes tattoo for me. Our most recent review is from ZergHunter71. Funny exclamation point. I enjoy listening to them. I enjoy their style, they are fun to listen to, and their D&D commentary is very funny. Thank you so much, Zerk Hunter, for the kind words. So glad you're enjoying the show. And yeah, thank you all again for listening. It means so much to us to hear about reviews or read on social media from listeners or in our Discord. It really does make the five of us just over the moon every time we see anybody chatting about the show. So thank you all so much, and we'll see you all in 2 weeks. Bye, everybody. A Majestic Goose Podcast.
Honk.